Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment of themes of the prayers of the high holiday season. Before we discuss specific prayers in the Machzor, the most obvious question that has to be addressed is, what are we davening for exactly? What are we asking God? We believe that God is a judge. We believe God is a perfect judge. There's at least a year of material on which we can be judged. What are we asking for? If we're righteous people, we should get a good year regardless of our prayers. If we're far from righteous people, we probably won't get a good year regardless of our prayers. So why are we wasting his time? It seems we're wasting his time. What are we talking about? There's different answers to this question. I just want to share with you an approach by Rav Chaim Friedlander, Zichrono Livracha, past Mashgiach of the Panovich Yeshiva. He has a beautiful Sefer, Sifsei Chaim, which we'll quote a number of times in this series. And he explains as follows. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam, who is the wise man, he who learns from everyone. And Rabbeinu Yonah, the famous commentator, asks regarding this Mishnah, how could that really be true? You could have a person who is brilliant and doesn't ask many questions. You could have another person who really is a borderline fool and asks a lot of things to a lot of people. Which one would you define as wise? The Mishnah's barometer would say that the latter is wise. Most of us would say the former is wise. What does the Mishnah mean? Why is the definition of wisdom asking questions or learning from people? And the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that there's no such thing as an absolute in this world. A person will define themselves as wise. Do they know everything there is to know? Do they know everything that God knows in this world? A person will define himself or herself as kind. Do they never do a self-oriented act? So on and so forth. So how could you use any adjectives to describe a person in this world? And the Rabbeinu Yonah suggests that being that none of us will ever be the perfect definition of wise, or anything else for that matter, definitions are rooted in what direction we're working towards in life. So the true definition of a chacham, of a person of wisdom, is not how much he knows. It's not his score on an IQ test. The true definition of a chacham is the degree to which this individual, this man or woman, strives for wisdom. And the greatest barometer of striving for wisdom is being willing to attain wisdom from anyone. Not to be concerned, oh, that person is not wise enough for me to ask questions to. Anyone, if they have knowledge, I want a part of it. So therefore, the explains to Rabbeinu Yonah, Ezehu Chacham, who's a wise person, a person working towards more wisdom. That's the ultimate definition. And the gauge by which that should be measured is Halomid Mikol Adam, if he learns from every person. Rav Chaim Friedlander takes this concept and he applies it to the manner in which we stand before God on the high holidays. We want God to view us as tzaddikim, as righteous people. There's no way any of us are completely righteous people. So therefore we turn to God and say, we know we've had many flaws, but we're trying to work towards being better people. And based on the fact that we want so much to be good, better people, you should judge us that our directional arrows are working towards being tzaddikim, and you should judge us accordingly. It's so interesting. The Rosh Hashanah prayers don't talk about forgiving us for our sins. The Rosh Hashanah prayers focus on God as our King. We stand before God on Rosh Hashanah and we say, more than anything else, we recognize that we have to devote our lives to you and your service. Maybe the way we lived this past year doesn't reflect that, but that's how we feel right now. And as the days of repentance continue, we go to Yom Kippur, the days in between, the days before Rosh Hashanah, certainly on Yom Kippur itself, we begin to say vidui, we confess so many sins. And yes, of course, God accepts tshuva any day of the year. But in this specific period, what we're also saying to God, besides specific tshuva, is how much we want to be better people. On Rosh Hashanah, we see him as our King, and as things continue through the season, we focus more and more on the ways in which we recognize we can improve. And our hope is, the more we discuss that, the more God sees us as moving towards being tzaddikim, the more God is inclined to give us a wonderful year. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day. I see the clock stopped.